bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of a judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up. If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth App.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Sir Chance said, well, hang on, let me go back. Sherry says he's referring to the No Kings Day march and protest. Wow, that's a pretty wasteful march and protest. But, you know, I don't really. We're not protesting high prices. We're not protesting. Yeah, okay. Waste. Great waste of time and energy. You got so many issues in Milwaukee. Homicides are up. Nah, we're not going to protest about that. They can kill each other. Fon said, I'm sorry, let me go back. Sir Chance said, Dr. Ken, we're already into the fall season. 26 days, 17 hours, 9 minutes, and 48 seconds to be exact. Show off! Ooh, Fon said, Johnny Taylor will come by my grandparents' house in Kosciuszko, Mississippi in the 90s. He was smashed. Okay, that's too much information. Too much information. Quanda said, I can agree to that because my second divorce, because I stood on my grown children and his grown children were to stay out of our business. Then things became disrespectful from his grown children and their moms. Ooh, I tell you. Okay, Quanda, we know there are other differences. We're saying the majority of them, like the number 51. You know, plus 51 and up percentage-wise, they were because of money. Okay. All right. People, mine was because it's different. I get it. L. Dawson said, I'm just putting up with it. Okay. All right. 833-212-1017 is the number. It is Friday. It is pop-off Friday. And if you have anything that's irritating you, I mean, other than me, because I can irritate by myself. But if you have anything other than me that's irritating, by all means, give me a call.
Number 5.
So, baseball. Let's talk about baseball. Will the Brewers be winning tomorrow? I think people hope that, but I don't know. Like, I don't really. I hope they win. I hope they win. I really do. But in the event they don't, you'll have 2 losses tomorrow. And the reason you'll have 2 losses tomorrow, because the Badgers are going to get – well, I argued with people, and I called it – I called it No, that's what somebody else called it. I called it crushed. And somebody else said they was going to get smoked. And I kind of tried to find out, well, what's the difference? Like, is there really a difference? Smoked versus crushed? And, well, either way, I don't really think the Badgers are going to do it tomorrow, because I think Ohio State is ranked number one. And so, yeah. It ain't going to be pretty. It's not. And I'm going to go somewhere. And so what time do the Badgers play? Around 1, 12, 1 o'clock? And then the Brewers play around 3 and 6. So that's like 6 hours of getting hammered into a hole. I know what you could do. You could rat the hop. Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize. You could just rat the hop tomorrow. You know, just hop on and, you know, say it's kind of, you know, it's okay. I think we'll be okay. But then again, you could always be John Bolton.
Number 4.
John Bolton pleads not guilty. I always get those wrong. Pleaded, pled, pleading, all that other stuff. Well, what happened? John Bolton, President Donald Trump's former national security advisor, pleaded not guilty to 8 counts of transmission of national defense information, 10 counts of retention of national defense information. He made his first court appearance today. He's a longtime government official, UN ambassador with a high-level security clearance, served in the Trump administration from 2018 to 2019. So, yeah. I think he said some bad words about Trump, and Trump is retaliating. Unfortunately, he sent what he sent allegedly via email to his wife and his daughter. And you know they got the email intercepted, right? Y'all know that you can't send nothing by email that the government can't intercept and take and then show you, go, did you send this? Because everything you send is stored in a server out west. Every single document, every phone call, everything's recorded, every text, everything that leaves your phone, pretty much everything that leaves your mouth, all these radio shows, they're all being recorded. And one day, when they get tired of you, they're going to knock on your door. And next thing you know, you'll disappear. Sort of the way, well, traffic won't be.
Number 3.
From JS Online, I don't understand why this is happening, but prepare for long-term road closures starting November 3rd. As the I-94 East-West project kicks off. The phase of the project called the West Leg segment, according to Wisconsin Department of Transportation, will expand I-94 to 4 lanes in each direction, reconstruct the Holly Road interchange as a half interchange, and reconstruct 68th and 70th Street interchange. Governor Tony Evers approved $121 million for this segment of construction, but estimated total costs to be around $1.7 billion. It is going to be construction of a scale that is going to cause significant issues. Preliminary work starts October 27th, right before Halloween. Total construction is expected to last 4. You ready? I hope you're sitting down. If you're driving, you should probably pull over. 7 years. 7 years. So roughly west of General Mitchell Boulevard is expected to last until 2028. And that's if the weather helps out. Work on the eastern leg is slated to begin in 2027 and last through 2032. So basically, you're going to get hammered no matter where you drive. Single lane closure, both directions of I-94 between 70th and Zablocki Drive, Holly Road interchange, southbound ramp to westbound I-94 closed, and 68th Street entrance ramp to eastbound I-94 closed. Additionally, the southbound Highway 175 exit ramp to Miller Park, to Frederick Miller Way, will be closed for 30 days beginning November 3rd. That is too much to figure out. You're going to get turned around, and if you see cars driving down your side street, well, you'll kind of know what it is.
Number two.
This from 620 WTMJ and WTMJ.com. So you heard about it during Rhea Riley's newscast, and I just wanted to bring it to your attention. The Milwaukee Public School Committee on School Achievement and School Innovation discussed how well students have improved in their literacy and math skills. In a presentation that focused on K-3, which is weird to me, 12 assessments for the 2025-2026 school year, Director of Assessment and Data, Dr. Natalie Collins and Jennifer Menzel, say that across the board, students average close to more than 9.5 hours of testing compared to 24-25, which was 8 hours. And you heard the union person, I'm assuming that's who that was, complaining. You heard whoever it was. I'm not going to blame the union. Complaining that it's too many hours. It's nearly 10 hours. Over what time frame? If it's over a week and kids are in school roughly 6 or 7 hours, that's 35 hours. You're telling me they couldn't take tests 2 hours a day or take a day and a half and be done with the test? Like, I don't understand why that's an issue. I don't understand. But now everybody's crying and complaining. Oh, my God. You actually said that kids are being over-tested. Are you kidding me? Now, if they spent the entire day taking a test in every class, that'd be one thing. But we're talking about testing kids on something that they should already know. In 1 week in September, following the MPS PACE guides for third grade, the students were forced to be tested for 630 minutes. That's 10 and a half hours in 1 week. It's developmentally inappropriate. The administration's rollout of literacy remains in crisis, and it remains unworkable for teachers. Oh, you didn't want the teachers to work 10 hours? It was a test. And once again, we've got knucklehead people. And yes, it was. It was MTA President Ingrid Walker Henry. Idiotic. These are the kind of people that we have in charge of teachers, where teachers are doing their darndest to teach your kids and help them learn and help them grow and become productive citizens. And you got an idiot like this. I actually shouldn't call her an idiot. I apologize. A knucklehead like this. Okay. You have a person like this who doesn't understand that that's a teacher's job. Oh, my God. It's 10 hours over a week. 168 hours in a week. They sleep 8 times 7, 56 hours. They go to school for 6-7 hours a day. That's 35 hours a week. They don't always go to school anyway because they got all the holidays off. And you're crying. Like, does she ever cry that when students take tests, they're not in class long enough to learn the information they need in order to pass the test? No. She'll have them go to school like 100 days a year and get paid for 300. Well, not her, but the union. It's unfortunate that we have to put up with this nonsense in Milwaukee. Probably out there protesting. I think the union got a king.
Number one.
This from JS Online. The city of Milwaukee has a new policy, another one for handling habitual parking violators and drivers that have 5 or more unpaid tickets. So here's part of that thing where the city is trying to do what? They're trying to give you a $10 hit on your registration plate, and they want to issue more tickets. Well, here's what you should know about the new policy, overdue parking tickets, and the cost of transportation fines. Habitual parking violators are individuals who have more than 5 outstanding parking tickets. Under new policy, if a vehicle's found parked illegally and the associated license plate has 5 or more unpaid tickets that has been issued 60 days prior to the recent violation, a letter will be mailed warning them of a possible tow. They'll get it in English. They'll get it in Spanish. It'll include information how to pay the fines in full, because you got to pay them in full. You won't be able to go, oh, well, I have 5. Yeah, but I paid 1. It doesn't matter. You got 5 in a 60-day period. Toes may occur only 60 days. Okay, let me get that right. Toes may only occur 60 days after a letter is sent to an individual. Now, here's the kicker. They sent the letter. If you moved, if you changed your address, if you didn't update your car, if you didn't update your registration, that's on you. It's estimated to cost $30,000 to mail the first round of letters. Previously, the city would authorize an automatic unannounced tow on a habitual parking violator's vehicle, but the policy had a loophole where the owners could pay the towing fee and any storage costs to redeem their vehicle without paying the outstanding citations because nobody thought it through. The new policy aims to close the loophole, requiring the vehicle owner to either pay all of the delinquent citations in full or schedule a virtual or in-person municipal court appearance to redeem their car. As long as the violator complies with the plan determined by a municipal judge, they will not be subject to additional tolls. However, violators who do not follow a court-ordered plan will be subject to tolls, even if their car is legally parked. Court-ordered plans could be, you know, could include a $20 a month payment. So let me think. I owe $3,000. Okay, let me see. So I get a ticket. Tickets are somewhere between 20 and 50 bucks. And I got five of them. And you're going to still take $20? No. And we ain't going to never get, this city ain't going to never get no money. Never. That's sad. That's sad. 833-212-1017 is the number. Melody said, exactly, I will. The idiot union official, we don't hear the teacher complain because they said biggest issue facing teachers, a joke. The union's position on this is idiotic. Kind of hard for me. I kind of agree. Not really. A city girl said, I didn't think I had anything to pop off about, but I do. Why is it almost $50 to renew a driver license? I'm sick of this city nickel and diming us for everything. Well, your driver license is a state. Your registration plate is the state and the county and the city. See, most people cut back when they run out of money. This city adds that they just take it out of your pocket. They make you pay for garbage cans. They make you pay for city street lights to come on, which is just weird to me. I've never lived in a city where I had to pay for street lights.
Oh yeah, we got to pay for street lights, you know.
The Brewers play tonight. They played yesterday, didn't they? Or did they play Wednesday? Brewers, huh? Anyway, I'm confused. The Brewers play tonight. Okay, they play tonight. Yeah. I just find it just weird. Weird. Not really a city girl. You know I can't say that on the radio. You know I can't say that on the radio. 833-212-1017 is the number. The Tierman Spencer, you remember him? He's the former city attorney that got ousted in the election and charged and all that other stuff. Well, the saga continues again.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
We've got delays along southbound 41 starting from just before the county line down to Good.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Thank you, Ann. Brewers playoff schedule. They play tonight at 7:38. So I was incorrect. I thought they played tomorrow. That might be 3 days. That's on the air, by the way. We might get 3 days of crying. Like, we might cry on... You might cry because of the Brewers, then you might cry because of the Badgers, and then you might cry because of the Packers. Round and round, boy, I tell you. I don't know. Evan said the Brewers play tomorrow if they win. Yeah, good luck with that. Good luck. I hope they win. I pray they win. But history is not on your side. I'm just saying. 833-212-1017 is the number. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm Dr. Ken Harris for Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. When it comes to your home, the smart play is trusting Gina Deller and her team at Pella. Starting to get a little chilly outside, right? You start feeling all those, you know, that wind coming into your house. Well, this month, you can score a whole house of new energy-efficient Pella windows for as low as $297 a month with 0% interest for up to 60 months. That's like a drive you can sustain for years, keeping your home comfortable thanks to incredible defense played by Pella windows stopping the drafts. Don't wait. Schedule your free consultation at PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com. I'm not really a city girl. I get it. But that's the problem of having a certain type of government that you vote for that does not believe in cutting budgets. They believe in taxing the bejesus out of people. That's all I can say. They believe in taking all of your money and using it for people that don't have any money. Makes absolutely no sense. When there's enough money in America and the world to teach the people that don't have money how to actually make more money, and then everybody makes it. But instead, we'd rather take from people who work hard and give it to people who don't so we can feel good about ourselves. And it makes absolutely no sense. None whatsoever. And one of the reasons I say that is because I had to do it. I had to work. You make the majority of your money in your life between 40 and 60. Between 40 and 60, those are your highest earning potential years in your life. Take advantage of it. That's all I'm saying. Take advantage of it. Just roll in and, you know, do it. 833-212-1017 is the number. JS Online has a story already facing two criminal counts. The former city attorney, Tierman Spencer, was charged with four felonies for allegedly working with a partner who improperly obtained a Milwaukee property and then tried to flip it for a large profit. 56-page complaint says Spencer, 68, and then associate real estate agent Kennard Ragg convinced the Milwaukee man to bypass probate court, sell them the property from his family's estate for $8,000, even though it was worth much more. Spencer, who was voted out of office last year, then signed the deed and acted as the notary in the deal, even though his notary license was revoked in 2013. He has since regained his law license, but not his notary license. Spencer and Ragg are accused of then trying to sell the Northside property for nearly $250,000. Interesting. William Sutton, Spencer's attorney, called the case hyper-technical thing that doesn't really suggest that any crime was committed. There's no victim. There's no harm. I don't know if you took a house from me for $8,000 and then sold it for $250,000 and you kind of talked me out of the house. $8,000? Wouldn't you? It looks like. It doesn't look. It may not be illegal, but I think it's immoral. I really think it's immoral. That's unfortunate. Either way, I think it's unfortunate. That should not have happened. But, oh well. What do you mean? And so I think don't go nowhere. Hang out. Don't go nowhere. Anyway. I think it's unfortunate. And the reason I think it's unfortunate is because it almost sounds like they're just going after him for every little thing. Like every little thing that happens, every little thing he does, they go after him. And I don't know if that's appropriate. I'm just saying. Couple things I want to remind you of. First of all, we want to know what you think about 101.7 The Truth. We want to know what you want to hear, what you want to do, all that stuff. So I've got a survey in, and if you text survey, S-U-R-V-E-Y, if I spelled it right, to 833-212-1017, and you'll get a little link, and you can click it and fill out the information. You don't have to leave your name and your email and all that stuff. And tell us about the truth, like you know, what things you want to hear. Just answer the question. I don't want to ask them on the air because then it defeats the purpose. So go on. Take the survey, 833-212-1017. Text survey. All right? Is that good? All right.
One call, that's all.
One call, that's all is right. Hey, Truth Nation, now's your chance to be our one call, that's all. Gruber 5K giveaway entry for the day. Yes, you can be entered in to win $5,000 courtesy of Gruber Law Offices. Be caller number 5. Right now at 833-212-1017, you'll be entered in to win the $5,000 giveaway as the entry for today with us, the award-winning 101.7, The Truth, and Gruber Law Offices. Again, caller number 5 at 833-212-1017. Remember, if your loved one has ever been injured in an accident, contact Gruber Law Offices today. Visit them at Gruber-Law, G-R-U-B-E-R, -law.com. For official contest rules, visit 1017thetruth.com.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Who was it? Sincere said, you would have had us miss the game with your false weather report. It's not my false weather report, but I'm a give it to you again. This says partly cloudy this evening, followed by increasing clouds of showers developing after midnight. I didn't say when it would. I just said it was going to rain tonight. Thunder possible, low 61. There's a 68% chance of rain. Every time I hear that, rain comes early. I'm just saying. Saturday, 73 degrees, partly cloudy. Ooh. Sunday, 52 degree high, 38 degree low. Morning rain and winds, 89% chance. So it's going to get cold this weekend, so y'all better take a jacket or put a book over your head or something. I don't know, but it's going to get cold. It's going to get cold. So, I got a question. So, I've been talking about the truth, and I was asking you to do the survey. You can text survey to 833-212-1017. Give us some insight. Fox 6 Now has a story. Homicides are up in Milwaukee. Shocking, right? Other crime is down, but homicides are up. They say violent crimes are down. Well, homicides are violent crime, but I digress. So there's a story about a shooting last night. One dead, one wounded. Separate shootings left one person dead, one person wounded. Police continue to seek anyone involved. 39th and Capitol, 35th and National. One on 39th and Capitol, 21-year-old died on the scene. A 17-year-old was shot around 9:30 while they were driving their car on 35th and National. They're still looking for those. You can call 414-935-7360 for the South Side, or you can call 414-224-TIPS for Crime Stoppers. Be that as it may, my question to you is, should the truth continue to report homicides in Milwaukee? Do we take into account that many of these homicides occur in the black community? Or should we just only report positive stuff? Or do you want to be informed about what's going on in your city, regardless of what it is? because I'm torn. Sometimes I believe I need to read it based on the weirdness, I guess, the impact on the community. But I don't want to shock the conscience to the point where you go, I don't know if I want to hear that. So, you know, I'm a turn off. I don't necessarily want to do that. Not necessarily. I definitely don't want to do that. But is it time we like do positive, or is it important for you to hear what's going on in your city? 833-212-1017. Is it important? I say yes. I say, you know, it's important to hear those types of things because you know what's going on in your city. You know what's happening around your city. I think it's fitting. I think it's important that we know what's going on and where it's going on. You know, you might want to stay away from a certain part of the city. You might want to stay away from a certain, you know, area, you know, and I don't mean the buzz of, you know, south of 60, you know, south of Highway 60, you know, bad happens down there. Oh my God, it's near McQuan and Brown Deer and Milwaukee, you know. I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about information you need to know. Younger people today say they don't listen to the news and they don't watch the news. I also don't understand that because you could be in your car driving somewhere, listening to music and roll into something you shouldn't roll into. But because you don't listen to news or listen to what's going on in your city, you could accidentally run into something that you shouldn't. Mr. Madi said, news is news, speak the truth. He said, I watch and listen to news every day. How old are you, Mr. Madi? How old are you? I know you work for a living, and we've talked for 4 years, 10 months, right? You were here in the beginning. And we've always talked about the news. We've always talked about what went on in the city, but some people just don't want to hear it. They don't want to know what's going on in the city. Okay, he's in his mid-50s. So, but you're cut from, I got to know what's going on because I got to work. I work on buildings. If it's going to rain, I got to either start earlier or cut my work short. Like, that's your thing. That's your jam, right? But other people just avoid it. They just don't. And I for one, have never understood that. I've never understood it because it's important to remember that you can end up somewhere where you shouldn't be. And I don't mean somewhere where it's bad. I mean you can end up somewhere because something can jump off. There could be a traffic accident or there could be something going. That's why I talk about the construction that's going to be coming in November. That's 7 years of backed up traffic every single day, 7 days a week. When they're not working, it's going to be backed up. When they are working, it's going to be backed up. Every single day. Are you ready for that? Are you ready that I can't take the expressway, so now I got to take Blue Mound West between 60th and 70th? 16th and 70th, it's going to be backed up. One lane is going to be cut. Now, it's already backed up in just normal traffic with three lanes. Now you're going to be down to two. Then what? What do you do? And I mean, it's much needed work. But how are we going to handle that? How will we be able to handle that in a city of 500,000 people? It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. And it kind of bothers me because now I have to figure out a way to drive around and not get stuck on the highway. I don't know. When we were talking about the cars being impounded, Ann said folks seem to somehow find the money from somewhere to get their cars out of impound. Well, you were able to pay the $150 or $200 to get your car, but you didn't have to pay the outstanding tickets. So if you had $500 or $1,000 in tickets, as long as you pay the tow and they hopefully they didn't keep the car, I think they charge $25, $30 a day, whatever it is, you just paid that and got your car. You didn't have to pay for the tickets. Well, now you have to pay for the tickets. So I don't think a lot of people are going to be getting their car out of tow. That's just me. But I think it's going to be a very, very interesting fourth quarter 2025 and come back on 2026. Interesting. But we come back, I've got one of those stories that talks about how four lives are now ruined.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Hey.
This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, 833-212-1017 is the number on this Friday afternoon. Hey, we've got some breaking news here. George Santos, you remember him? He's the New York Republican that was sentenced to a 7-year prison sentence, has already served 11 months of that sentence for fraud and identity theft. His Donald Trump just commuted his sentence. Now, he's still a convicted felon. It's still on his record, but he just got let out of jail. So can you say knucklehead? But I would never say it about one of my favorite people. Sandra, you're on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. Hey, it's Friday. It's live radio.
Hey, hi, Sandra. Dr. Ken. It's Popoff.
Where you been?
I didn't get to call you earlier.
Where have you been? I haven't talked to you for a couple of months. Where have you been?
Well, I called one day. It was pretty late. And,
I got 2 minutes.
Well,
I got 2 minutes.
Okay.
Where have you been?
Real fast.
Yes.
Real fast.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I can't say it. Well, actually, I can say it. I lost my husband. And
my
daughter killed him.
I'm sorry to hear that.
And so I'm back and forth trying to get this stuff straightened out.
Do you need anything?
Yeah, he died last Friday.
Do you need anything?
I'm pretty good. I'm all right now because I'm just doing, you know, the running and stuff that you got to do after all that stuff takes place. But I'm doing okay. He's really sick. You know, he's pretty sick.
I am so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, but...
Well, Truth Nation got you.
I still be listening.
Truth Nation got you. We got you.
Thank you. I still be listening.
If you need a group hug, just call.
Okay, I will. Like I said, I still got to cut down. But yeah, I didn't call to complain about nothing. I just called to let you know I still listen, and I don't forget you all. Just that I'm running a little bit, and
well, you know, everybody here loves you, and everybody here supports you. So you know, if you and I say that with all sincerity, if you need anything, let us know.
Uh huh. Well, tell you guys I'm single now.
Only
have a
Sandra.
Good week, you're back again.
Only Sandra. Lord have mercy.
Bye bye.
All right. Four
little tears.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. Oh, my goodness. Lord have mercy. Only thing she can come up with is I'm single. Wow. That's what's up. I'm trying not to laugh, but that was a great line. I'm single. Wow. Now, Sandra, understand something. If somebody start calling trying to get your phone number, I don't have your phone number, so I'm not going to be... Y'all can't be harassing her. You know what I'm saying? Hey, it's 52 minutes after the hour, 70 degrees. The low tonight is 61. Tomorrow, It's not really looking too good this weekend. It's going to be a little, you know, tonight it's going to be partly cloudy skies, and that'll give way to showers overnight. Thunder possible, low 62. Winds are going to be 10 to 15 miles an hour, 40% chance of rain. And then tomorrow, 73 degrees, partly cloudy. And then Sunday, more rain in the morning and 52 degree high. So it's going to be getting there. Not close to freezing, low is 39, but it's going to feel like it. It's going to definitely feel like it is freezing. And I don't like the cold. I'm not going to lie. I don't like the cold. The cold bothers me. The cold really, 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 really bothers me. And so every chance I get, as soon as the snow hit, all I do is start looking to figure out when I can leave, be gone for a couple days, and then come back. That's all I need. Take a Friday off, go somewhere where it's warm, come back. That's it. And I'm good. But I think it'll be a mild winter. I think it will be. I think it'll be okay. I think it'll be mild. Everything will be great. So the Brewers play tonight at 7:38. Badgers on Saturday. Packers on Sunday. Make sure you check it out. We'll talk about all of it on Monday after noon. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Tory Lowe show's coming up. Then we got Marquette University High School football. They'll be playing Brookville Central. And then we'll go back to Tory. Maybe. Maybe Sherwin. Maybe me. Maybe morning show. I think in order for you to find out, even if it's Kyle, just hang out all weekend and you'll hear us all. Hey, God bless. Take care. Thank you, X. Appreciate you. Truth Nation. Love you all. I'm out.